I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J&A.
Of J&A and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams with our Midsummer Real Estate Podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it. The dog days of summer, Jay. Working our way now through August.
I know. Shocking already, right?
Amazing. And we have talked about the low inventory of homes here in Frederick County and in the surrounding areas. But that has caused a boom maybe in some areas that weren't the real hot real estate pockets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember we were getting calls from people that were in Washington County or over in West Virginia or Pennsylvania. We tell them, hey, you know, the market's not the same over here. I know you called and you heard our story where Tom said we sold somebody's house in 3 days and we did it, you know, and it sold for more and we had multiple offers. And we used to tell people, you know, that story was great and it's very true and it happens in Frederick County. It happens in, you know, Howard County, happens in Montgomery County. But, you know, unfortunately in Hagerstown, this just isn't something that happens. And now that story has shifted because it is happening and things are moving. And the thing that's been really interesting is we're seeing a lot of people that, I mean, you know, anyone that's been in Frederick, some people like it, some people don't like it. But the joke was always that a bunch of people, you know, Montgomery County was starting to move into Frederick County and that caused the prices to increase. But we're finding a lot of people are moving out into Washington County that are from Montgomery County. I've been seeing it all over our houses that we're listing and selling, that the people are coming out from Gaithersburg. I mean, even as far as Silver Spring.
Could it be telework be a part of that? People are no longer driving to work.
You know what, Tom? That's I hate to admit that didn't even cross my mind, but I bet you that's what it is. I mean, they just announced last week that Google's not even going back to having their employees go back to work this entire year.
Until July of next year, Twitter's told people just stay home indefinitely.
Yeah, I think, and that could be a huge thing because even places like the banks, they're doing like on and off schedules where they have like an A team and a B team and one goes in for a week and the other goes in for the next week, but the others are working from home. And I guess if your commute is being cut in half or cut entirely, where you live doesn't matter.
A few more miles doesn't matter, I guess, yes, especially if you're not driving to work anymore.
Yeah. Now, one of the funny things that's come up that people never used to ask me that I am running into before people schedule to see homes, and I've only seen this in Berkeley County, West Virginia, to be honest, but I've had a lot of buyers. They want to know immediately. They're like, reach out to the agent and make sure that I can get Comcast or Xfinity for internet. I don't want some dish stuff because we're going to be working from home.
Wow, I see. And
that's true. I mean, because there's parts of Hedgesville and Martinsburg and those areas where they don't have high-speed internet.
Yeah, I understand.
And they're like, I can't buy a house where I won't be able to work from home because that's a, you know, they realize that the, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, when things are going to change. But as of right now, status quo for a lot of people is, you know, they're going to be working from home. And at a minimum, if they have kids, they're like Washington County already made out the plan that school is not happening in person for the entire first semester. So, you know, that gets us into next year. So anyone that's out there, they're going to be doing homeschooling and virtual learning as well.
Wow. So that means a home classroom, a home office. And you can get some bang for your buck right now, but maybe not for that long. In the hinterlands a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you know, when we started, when we were looking at stuff a while ago, it's probably over a year ago. I think your significant other had one she liked in Hagerstown, and the price was amazing compared to everything else we looked at in Frederick County.
It was a lot of home with a really, really reasonable price.
Yeah, I mean, we just sold one in Hagerstown. In this neighborhood, there was a new construction home that wouldn't even – there was an appraisal issue, brand new home in the threes. We listed a home that was over – I think it was probably over 10 years old, and it was a split level, not a colonial. And that one came in over $400,000. So it was like $60,000 higher than a brand new home because the market is just continuing to climb out in Hagerstown.
That's a staggering story because this is all kind of new.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and the same thing. I've had homes. I had one out in Hedgesville for over $700,000. And I'm like, this is going to take a long time. But we had people that were running into a situation where they were doing multi-generations in one house. The home was huge. It was 12,000 square feet.
I recall seeing this on social media.
Yeah, and you end up finding, oh, well, you know, there's three generations of people that are going to live in that home. And guess what? With that much square footage, you can cohabitate very easily, have different wings, and still be able to handle that. And like I said, it's the bigger thing to me is with the whole school situation, I wonder about all these people that, you know, are going out. Like, you know, if we go to a restaurant, they're servers, they're people that work there. What about them? What are they doing with their children? I mean, it's going to impact their ability to be able to work as well. It's a very interesting time.
What about Pennsylvania? How's the market north of the border, Mason-Dixon line?
Things are still moving. I would say Washington County is still moving a little faster than Pennsylvania. Things are, you know, you don't have to make a decision within 2 days typically. But that's, yeah, unless you're super affordable. Like, if you're looking at townhomes in the hundreds, those are moving very quickly. But, you know, when you get up to, like, over 275, 300, the market's a little bit slower, but still a whole lot faster than it was before.
And just for a comparison, you mentioned you don't have to wait 2 days or anything like this. If you're looking at a house here in Frederick County, you better not wait another 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, and that's what it's super crucial. If you're listening to this and you're thinking about buying a home, there's agents that'll just jump and show you a house. But the reality is when you find out that there's four offers and you need to get your offer in within 2 hours, if you haven't went through the process of getting pre-approved, understanding your numbers, understanding what you're going to need, it's not going to give you enough time to be able to make an informed, smart decision. So if you're listening to this and you're even thinking, maybe I want to buy something, I'm not sure, reach out to us. You can reach us at 866-702-9038, 866-702-9038. We'll have one of our buyer specialists connect you with a lender, talk about your options, get all of that lined up before you go look at any houses. Because once you find something, the time frame to pull the trigger and to have things lined up and ready to roll, it's a very short window.
I've seen this over the past year.
Yeah.
It can happen before you hang the phone up.
Yeah, it's a very, very short window. And like I said, you experience it. I mean, multiple offers, multiple bids, people going after each other, and you've got to have all your ducks in a row.
That's why you call J-Day of J-Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Team, Southern PA, West Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Northern Virginia. Because your home could be sold before it even goes on the market.
Yeah, we've got a really cool one in A-Frame in Hagerstown, and people are beating down the door on that one. It's a unique property, and we've got a lot of really cool, unique homes, and people will reach out to us in advance, and we'll get them lined up to get them in there immediately. And you know, if everything makes sense, we can get it sold pretty much right on the spot, because there's a severe shortage of inventory. So if you were even considering making that move, just give us a ring. We'll take good care of you. The bigger thing now is trying to help you understand of the offers you get, understand your risk options, make sure you choose something that makes the most sense, and actually gets you through to the closing table, because that's a little bit of a little bit of crazy waters still, even with the market the way it is. It's definitely navigating rough waters to get you from the beginning to the end.
And Jay Day and the Day Home Team, any member of the team can navigate you through those rough waters Jay's talking about. I speak from experience. I've seen him do it. I trust this guy. You need to call the pros if you're thinking about buying or selling. You got a home of the week?
Sure do.
House of the week this week is 6617 Assipeter Drive in New Market, Maryland, listed at $600,000. This stunning new home will be built by New London Homes in the Aspen neighborhood of Lake Linganore. This great home includes 4 bedrooms, 3 full, and 1 half baths. At this great price, the home features include hardwood flooring, granite countertops in the kitchen, wood staircase for the first and second floor, stainless steel appliances, gas fireplace in the family room, an unfinished basement, plus many more quality finishes. Enjoy access to all of the Lake Linganore amenities, including beaches, pools, lakes, trails, tennis courts, volleyball, tot lots, and much more. If you want to see information on this home, go to WFRE.com, look at Tom and Jay's Real Estate Podcast, and we have photos of this style home that could be yours.